We have got to jump into our next segment here on New Music Monday, which is our local artist interview. And I was so excited for this week because they are one of my favorite local bands, and I've been waiting to get an interview with them. But we are joined by Colette. Colette, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing so good, and I'm so excited to listen to this interview you did. You have got to tell me who the band is and all about the interview.
So I interviewed Wide Orbit last night, and it was so much fun because they are one of my favorite bands to see perform live, like 100%. I see them on the bill, and I'm like, I'm going. 100%.
They are so fun to see live. I feel like their energy is just always like gets so hyped up whenever they go on stage. I love seeing them.
Yeah, they never disappoint ever.
For sure. Well, we will talk more after the interview, but let's get right into it. This is our local artist interview with Wide Orbit.
So I'm here with Wide Orbit, and do you guys just want to introduce yourselves and what instruments you play?
So today we just have two of us. My name's Ryan Tui. I play guitar and sing.
I'm Matt Boguslawski. I do percussion, keys, and some vocals.
Very cool.
The other members don't matter.
Yeah, not the drummer at all. Nothing. How would you guys describe your music?
It's like it's indie rock genre-wise, I think. Beatle-y,
60s inspired.
50s inspired Wilco type stuff.
Very cool. And this kind of goes off of it. What artists inspired your guys' music?
Yeah, primarily I got really into the early Beatles when I was writing a lot of the songs for the album. Everybody's a big fan of the late Beatles stuff, and tons of people are fans of the early Beatles stuff, but I had just really gotten into it, and as well as plenty of that other 60s inspired poppier stuff. So I was trying to write a lot of songs that are maybe more just more concise songs than some of my past work and other projects.
Very cool. And where did you guys get your band name? I think I already know the answer to this, but
yeah. And sorry, Matt, I'll let you answer a couple questions in the future, but these ones only. But Wide Orbit came from, I tried to come up with like a million, or I didn't try to come up with a million different band names, but I was trying for a long time to come up with a band name as I was working on the project. I was thinking of just keeping it as, because Wide Orbit is sort of like a reboot of my solo project, which is under my name, Ryan Tui. And I was trying to come up with band names for a while, and I couldn't find anything that fit. But one of the first band names was Wide Orbit because I've worked in radio stations in high school and college and now for my career for a long time. And one of those systems that we use and we have used at all those radio stations is called Wide Orbit, and it's like a traffic system. So I thought it was kind of a cool name, but yeah.
Not super deep. Some words just look cool together.
Yeah.
That is very cool. If you guys could be an opener for any artist, who would it be?
Maybe circling back to the Wilco vibe, that would be a crazy cool bill.
Yeah. Or yeah. Maybe like, I'm a big fan. I think me and Matt are both pretty big fans of this band called
Twin Peaks. Twin Loving?
Loving. I was going to say Loving. Yeah. Loving's a really cool band. They're way more like laid back, but they're doing really well. They just put a really good record out called Any Light. Big fan of that.
Very cool.
Whitney would be
nice. Whitney would also be a cool band to open for. Yeah.
Yeah. What got you guys into music and music writing?
Sort of in high school. I played in orchestra from like grade school until the end of high school. But somewhere along the line, I started playing guitar like middle school. And I wanted to be in a band so bad, but there's nobody singing and nobody writing songs. And I didn't really feel like that guy, but me and my friends gave it a try. And yeah, I just sort of became the songwriter so that we'd have something to do. And, you know, the more you do something just sort of for the sake of doing it, the more you end up wanting that to be part of your personality. It sort of just ended up being a part of my life. And I didn't really expect to do much songwriting. But, yeah, now I've written songs for a bunch of different projects over the last 6-7 years.
Very cool. How about you, Matt?
I started doing music when I was very young. The piano lessons, then I did a lot of band in school and then band in college, and I was a music major, and I like being creative outside of that because you have to follow a lot of rules in music school and classical music like that. And what we do now just like it pairs well with that because we get to be creative and, you know, do our own things and not follow any rules or guidelines, and it's a good balance.
Yeah.
We're Wide Orbit, and you're listening to our song
Full of Feathers
on 103.3 WZND.
You got the greatest hand right in the ride.
me nervous when you're waiting on me. Try to explain the purpose of me acting like a gift horse on all fours.
Think makes your music stand out? What makes it unique?
I mean, I feel like it's like insanely derivative, so I don't know what would make it incredibly unique, but I guess like I try to focus on writing songs that maybe are like, I mean, hopefully relatable. Try to, I don't know, I think it's a great group of guys. I enjoy playing with these guys. We have a lot of character, I think, and you know, try to keep the energy moving while having a good balance of some laid back tunes as well.
Yeah, you guys always bring the energy. I see Wide Orbit on a bill and I'm like, okay, I'm going, like, for sure.
No,
but we all love Full of Feathers, and I have to know when you guys are coming out with new music.
So that is unknown right now. We have an album's worth of songs ready to go. We were considering putting music out in March, but we've been trying to figure out a couple more strategic ways of releasing the music. So there's gonna be an album's worth of songs coming out in 2025 for sure. How they're gonna come out, not sure. We should have a new song called What's the Point coming out on March 21 though.
Ooh, very cool. I'm excited. And my last question is, what has been your favorite memory in your band?
Let's each do a short one. I can go first. Our first show is probably one of my favorite memories. Though it was on a Thursday night, we were lucky enough to get to play the Cass Theater. And a lot was like building up to that. I was really trying to put the band together for a long time. There was a lot of different members that cycled in only like a couple weeks or a month before that show. And we really all, like, I really owe a lot to the guys for buckling down on the songs. And we played a good show. I had a lot of fun, you know.
Yeah, that was a great one.
Great venue, great bands.
Yeah, that was a great one.
My favorite memory, maybe New Year's Eve. That was a really fun one.
That one was
went out on a good note at the end of the year there. And one of our recent shows in Chicago was really cool, really cool. We played this house venue up there. Yeah. I've never been to a house venue in Chicago before, usually just smaller established venues, but that one was really cool. Hey, Caleb.
Very, very well ran. And welcoming our drummer late in the game, this is Mr. Caleb Buey.
What's up?
Hey,
what's your favorite Wide Orbit memory thus far?
My favorite Wide Orbit memory, probably New Year's Eve, because we got to play my favorite song. We played it's like a two-part song, is Good Morning and then Soon, or Soon then Good Morning. Yes. Those two are my favorite, and yeah, that's my favorite memory.
We're leaking the track list right here right now.
Yeah. They might not come out for a while, but you can come see the show and hear all of our original songs live.
Yeah, and they're all really, really good. I thoroughly enjoy them.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, that's all I have for you guys.
Thank you so much to Wide Orbit for being our local artist interview for this week. I cannot wait for that new music. But while the interview was playing, we were talking a little bit about our first time seeing Wide Orbit, which was at a Castle Theater show, which I had such a blast at. Colette, you were there too, right?
Yes, I loved it.
Yeah, and who all was on that lineup? I remember it was stacked.
Yeah, it really was. It was Day Shift, Mulch, Olivia Wexler, and then they ended with Wide Orbit.
It was so fun. That was my first time seeing Wide Orbit. It might have been like one of their first shows.
I think it was their very first show.
That is so crazy for like one of your first shows to be at Castle Theater.
Yeah,
that
that's
is
what I was thinking.
Yeah, and I am such a big fan of some of the members are in some other bands. I know they've been in Chuck's Papa's. Some of them have been in Day Shift. So I'm just such a fan of all of their projects. It's just like the perfect kind of indie vibe.
Yeah, they all like combine together and they're all so talented, like every single one of them individually. So it's cool to see them all in one.
For sure. And all three of us here saw them on a New Year's Eve show, which was one of the best shows I have ever been to. I had so much fun seeing them on New Year's Eve.
I think that was probably like my top show of the year.
Yeah.
Even though it was literally on like the last day of the year. I think that was just the most fun.
Yeah.
It was so fun. I remember right after they got done playing, it was about to be midnight and we had to rush to eat the grapes under the table.
Right. And I only ate six.
Yeah. Well, I ate it all. So when are the grapes going to work?
Right. Let the grapes kick in now.
Right, please.